Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I got a snakeskin jacket with a chain on my chest. Got the tat brown leather with the bulletproof vest. Got the back door hustle with a card on my sleeve. If you're looking for a crime and you're looking for me, so come on. Come on. I'm in and out sharp like salt on your tongue. With the slip screen vision in my hand on my gun. There's a corn flag racing wherever I come. If you see smoke rise, it's already begun. It's what you cannot find. Blaze through Reno, toss a bag on a drop. At the end of Rhino, looking out for the cops. Got the black bag waiting, pick it up at the well. Hit the asphalt, running like a bat out of hell. I got 43 hand dogs, home on my trail. Safe on the rail. It's a prime time play, and you better believe it's a damn fine day in the life of the thief. Hey, hey, come, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at your trail behind, and you will not count. Hey, hey, come, come on, get me, I'll be gone, gone. You're falling back at your trail behind, you will not count. Cannot find what you cannot find, you cannot find.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Anna, and you are about to listen to Wholesome Content. We're just getting set up here in studio. My co-host Marissa is going to come in a moment, and we'll start playing some nice end-of-week tunes for you. Anyway, for now, keep enjoying the automation, and we'll check in soon. Okay, we're back, and I'm about to put our own music on in a moment. And I'm sorry, Marissa, we're going to have to play with the set. But here Marissa is.
Hi, Radio World.
Wow, great. Okay, well, so I'm actually just going to put on some Fleetwood Mac because I share my streaming services with my mother. And when I just went on, that's what she was listening to. So,
did you kick your mother off?
I did kick my mother off. I'm so sorry, Mom.
What happens in that process when, if you log on and she's listening to music, does it just like go dead for her?
I like have to purposely press a button saying like stream from this computer rather than the Echo, which is sad. But we've talked about it and she understands. So we're just gonna start listening to that instead. Okay, anyway, we'll check back in a moment.
At your item, honeydew, feel the light, the light fills you. Pearly drop on petal's brim, oh, to feel young again. Artemisia in the morning, silver green, all bloom adorning, held within each sage you whirl, a diamond dewdrop glowing born. Oh, hail, feel the burning, deepest, brightest, fervent, yearning, candle flame, afraid to show, shielding it, nobody knows. Still the salvia blooms, they blow, tender, furry, buffaloed by honeybees and bumble friends, till they know the fall draws to an end. Fall, fall, blue sky round, green from the garden soil, it bounds my soul, it sings, oh, praise the day, my struggling heart might find a way. Spiders and the webs they weave out of sight among the eaves of the house we live in, solid made, that holds the lives we choose to lead. Choose to lead, oh, choose to lead, I've chosen life, I choose to lead, but what, but how, but why, but where, reaching out, I find the air. At your autumn, honeydew, feel the light, the light feels you, pearly drop on petal's brim, oh, to feel young again. Artemisia in the morning, silver green, oh, bloom adorning, held within each agey whirl, diamond dewdrop glowing born. Oh, he'll feel the burning, deepest, brightest, fervent, yearning, candle flame, afraid to show, shielding it, nobody knows. Still the salvia blooms, they blow, tender, furry, buffaloed by honeybees and bumble friends, till they know the fall draws to an end. Fall, fall, blue sky, round green from the garden soil, abounds my soul, it sings, oh, praise the day, my struggling heart might find a way. Spiders and the webs they weave out of sight among the eaves of the house we live in, solid made, that holds the lives we choose to lead. Choose to lead, oh, choose to lead, I've chosen life, I choose to lead, but what, but how, but why, but where, reaching out I find the
por dándome tentación, en tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad como oraciones de la noche. Le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad. Yeah.
eres culpable por dándome tentación. En tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad y como oraciones de la noche le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad, mucha paz para mi madre y mi padre. Hermanos, yo sí he estado muy bien y mal. Ten piedad.
Thank you.
everyone. Hi, Marissa.
Hello.
Hi. I had just put on this song earlier, Daughter, because I was just kind of going through new music I'd been finding recently. And what's up? Yeah. And just on the like friend activity bar a couple weeks ago, my good friend Zoe from Scotland was listening to that, and I just happened to listen to it and I really liked it. But anyway, Marissa was like, oh, Fortet. I have a story about Fortet, so you should tell it.
Okay, here we go. Setting the scene. In the seventh grade at my local middle school, I was part of an English class that I just kind of had the good chance to be placed in this English class with a teacher who was known to be hyper creative and really like going outside the boxes of what a stereotypical US English teacher at like a public middle mm-hmm. school level would be. And so throughout this class, we would do like just crazy skits and like really be pushing our creative mm-hmm. boundaries. And the class was so participatory in a way that I didn't experience in other yeah. middle school or high school classes. So all things I really appreciated. And then at the end of the year, I think, my teacher just happened to give me this disc that he had burned some Fortet songs onto. And he was like, oh, I think you'll really like this. Like, it was just so random.
That is so random.
And I'm forgetting all of the context of that. But and the one song, I think the name of the song that he was like, this is like a really cool song. It's totally your energy. Was called Inspirational Rejoicism, I think.
Now we gotta listen to it, obviously.
And I don't even listen to it all that much, but that's just always what I associate with Fortet. And I didn't even know that they... Like, I somehow didn't even know that they were, like, a real band. I thought it was just something that came out of, like, the mind of my
yeah,
teacher.
Yeah.
And... Are you finding it?
So, say again.
Inspirational Rejoicism. That might be the name of the album or something. So I can also look it up. But yeah, I think especially thinking back to seventh grade selves and seventh grade being such a coming of age time and like
yeah.
really thinking about like that idea of identity formation in psychology. That's like, you know, like who am I? Like yeah, all of yeah. those ideas that are happening for a middle schooler. I think. For a very short period, I was like, oh, like, it's just a song represent a part of me. But, like, I really had that deep a connection to it. It just was a fun song for a bit. Do you have it?
So, I couldn't find it on Spotify. And so then I just Googled Inspirational Rejoicism Fortet, and nothing is there.
So maybe I was right. It was not a real song. Yeah. Okay, I'll do some searching on my computer, because I think I have it downloaded.
Also, I just... So... This is very unrelated, but when I pulled up my window to search that, I use thesaurus.com a lot, and the last thing I searched on it was soft, and I would just like to share some of the suggestions were pappy, pithy, pulpy, quaggy, satiny, snug, squashy, limp. Anyway, I often am entertained.
I share my Google search this morning?
Yeah.
I woke up and I was looking at the plants that are like all next to my bed by the window.
Yeah.
And I had this thought of like, is my health improved by the fact that there's oxygen coming from these plants? And so then I Googled, does having plants next to bed hurt or help like respiratory health?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, no, you know what? Like when you're sleeping at night, plants are releasing a slight bit of CO2 because it's like nighttime and they're not going through photosynthesis because of light.
Mm.
And blah, blah, blah. But then a lot of people were like, oh, come on, really? Like, if there's a person sleeping in the same room as you, that would release way more CO2.
Right.
So, like, you're fine. But it was interesting. And
interesting.
So the consensus is not clear as to whether I have way more oxygen stores in my body.
Hmm. I have, like, 4 plants in my room. So, anyway, we're whatever conditions you may be under, I would also be affected by those. I guess.
Is it like the opposite of elite runners who train in low oxygen or like sometimes even sleep in like oxygen, low oxygen tents to get their bodies ready? Maybe I would be an Olympic athlete if I was not also a green thumb. Are these things exclusive?
Absolutely. No, we New have theory. To. I feel like I want to find Olympic athletes or professional athletes that also garden.
Sleep
or,
with plants. Yeah.
Well, that'll be our next Google search. I have something I can play, but also, yeah, okay, great. So, just recently, Mountain Man, who I just played, I played AGT a few songs ago, they released a little EP of John Denver covers, and it's really sweet, so I figured I would play something from that so everyone can enjoy.
Time as I've known it doesn't take too much time to pass by me. Minutes into days turn into months, turn into years, they hurry by me. Still I love to see the sun go down and the world go round. Dreams full of promises, hopes for the future, I've had many. Dreams I can't remember now, hopes that I've forgotten, faded memories. Still I love to see the sun go down and the world go around. Across the sky, I love to remember and I love to wonder why. I hope that you will think of me in moments when you're happy and you're smiling, and that you love to see the world go round. You will love and walk in.
Marissa has a very exciting PSA for us.
Yes. So as per a university-wide email that was just released, so check your emails for the full details. The breaking news is that the negotiations between the Dining Services Union, Unite Here Local 26, and the university regarding a fair and equitable contract for dining workers on this campus. And actually, I believe at the other Tufts campuses as well, but I'm not sure about that. Has that some sort of agreement has been reached, and that's not finalized, and there are still details being hashed out, and that the union members will vote on this agreement, I believe, is what I'm getting from the email. But crazy exciting news that this campaign that has gone on for exactly 1 year, I think the date for 1 year is next week is what I heard. And so really exciting that all of the labor that has been put into this union and this organizing effort has paid off in some in official university recognition and hopefully significantly improved working conditions and wages and health care and all of these things. So I'm hoping that this is something that we can fully celebrate very soon when it's finalized. Yeah. And good congratulations to all the people who put so much time into this campaign.
Yeah, really exciting. And
this has been a public service message of WMFO, Tufts Free Form Radio. Okay, sorry.
Exactly. No, I'm also really excited about this, and it's been really powerful to, I can't say be a part of, but just to observe and try to support in ways I can. And I don't think you mentioned that you're even a closer part of this, as someone who is involved with dining halls in certain ways. Anyway, we don't have to go into that.
Through work with the Food Rescue Collaborative, I have the privilege of, like, you know, being friendly with people who are back behind the scenes in the kitchen preparing food every day and, you know, doing custodial things and just like doing all that work that is in some ways really invisible to a student who's not looking for it. Yeah. And so I'm especially, even though I haven't been a leader in this unionization move, like effort, I'm really proud of that and really happy for those people I know back there. Yeah. And also I want to make a quick note that my mom was kind of cute, and she was like, oh, like I've been hearing the talk about this. Is there anything I can do? I think through parent networks that she places herself in of like Tufts parents on Facebook and stuff, but not like really knowing other parents personally, but just like seeking this out. And she was curious if there's anything she could do, and so then I forwarded her an email template to the administration, and she I think sent in that too. So really, just I mean, you know, so many people have been behind this, and I think it's a big testament to what collective activism can do.
Yay. action works. Great. Well, I feel like you have not played a single thing, and we're in our last 10 minutes. Again, I have something to play if you want, but I think you should play something.
Okay, can you tell us a story while I look for something to play?
So a story. I'll say a story. I was in Cuba last week, and actually I'll say a story that applies to Marissa, because on our last morning, we had like a half day before our flight. My friend Hans, who is studies English, but is more importantly just like invested in consuming local media and storytelling, I think when going to any place, was like, guys, we have to go to this bookshop. And so we went to, and now I'm forgetting the translation is free book.
I think it's Cuba.
Cuba Libre. And so we went and we were looking around, and they had a very cute dog that had art of it all over the bookshop. And then I see Marissa's cousin's book. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, this is her book. And we're looking through it. And then this person comes over and I was like, hi, I am friends with the cousin of the person who wrote this book. She was here last fall for its opening. And she was like, I know Molly and James so well. I've written parts of this book. And then I don't think she recognized your name. Her name was masculine. And I can't remember. It's like,
I forget it too. But I met her like one time. I don't expect her to know my name, but that's so exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, and I was like, wow, look, I came all the way here and I have this connection. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
I'm really
glad that you did that. Did you
Connor,
end up going?
I think is her
yes,
name.
Yes, I yeah. think you're right. Did you go to the rock show?
We were in the other side of the city and I was pushing for it and people weren't so invested in it and I was sad about it. But we did go to a jazz show.
Ooh.
At like, I think probably the most touristy, but the most in the book that we had, like the most famous jazz club in Havana, called, oh gosh, I forget, I can look it up. But you have there, so the way it's set up is that there's like this like British style telephone booth on the sidewalk, and then you go into it and it's actually a way to get into the jazz club. And so you go in and then there's like this secret set of stairs and it's very cool.
That's like Harry Potter when they flush themselves into the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Exactly. So anyway, I was very sad that we did not attend the rock show, and I was thinking about this moment when I would break it to you that I hadn't gone to the rock show, and I was sad for this moment that's happening currently.
On air, you're listening to an intimate moment, public world.
Wow. But I still had a really good time, and I consumed other music.
Okay, well, you just mentioned jazz, and I decided, because I really wasn't sure what to play, to look up something from Lionel Hampton. Mm-hmm. I think this is actually just from Lionel Hampton, not from his big band. I'm not sure. But this is inspired by the fact that when I went home for a few days over break, my parents already had plans to go to this concert of the... like a recreation concert of some of the original members of Lionel Hampton, who is now deceased, of his band, who were getting back together and bringing in some new folks and playing some of this music that has so much character, so much energy, and like recreating that sound. And it was at the University of Pennsylvania campus. It was just a really cool energy in the space and a lot. And one of the musicians at one point like looked out into the audience and said, like, you all look like you're of a certain age, like you're all pretty old, like pretty old, like has it, like how many people here have actually seen Lionel Hampton perform live? And it was most of the audience. And so just that, wow. Or not, it wasn't most, but it was a really big cool. amount of the people in that space. And so it was fun. And so I don't know the song I'm about to play, but it is from Lionel Hampton.
Great.
Ox One.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, Marissa, for your story. We'll be right back.
rebop.
Hey, bop, 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 rebop.
Yes, your baby knows. Matilda Brown told old King Tut, say if you can't say rebop, keep your big mouth shut. Hey, bop, rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows. Mama's on the chair, papa's on the cot, baby's on the floor blowing his natural top.